In Israel last night, violence broke out in a district of Tel Aviv. A demonstration against the country's large community of African nationals turned into a riot. Shouting slogans such as "Blacks out," more than 1,000 Israelis took to the streets, and stores belonging to African nationals were attacked and looted. At least 17 rioters were arrested. Shira Frankel reports on the rising tensions over Israel's African community.
Naor and Chayru Chafetz sit inside the bodega they run in the Hatikva neighborhood of Tel Aviv. Just last night, the street in front of their store was filled with an angry mob, burning trash cans and looting stores. Naor Chafetz says he understands why people are angry. The neighborhood was poor to begin with, and the influx of African nationals looking for work and housing has only made things worse. The Chafetzes say they weren't part of the mob last night, but they also didn't interfere when the store opposite theirs was attacked. The store owner, Amin Zagatar, is an Eritrean. He's been living in Tel Aviv for 6 years and speaks fluent Hebrew. He says he wasn't surprised when the mobs attacked his store.
A group of men had come in the morning and told me they would be back. They asked if I was the owner or if I worked for an Israeli. They threatened me. They said that if I was here when they returned, they would kill me.
It's not the first time Zagatar has been attacked. He says that 2 months ago, a group of Russian-speaking men beat him with wooden planks outside his store. And last month, a Molotov cocktail was thrown at the apartment building he shares with dozens of other Eritrean and Sudanese refugees.
I'm afraid. Day and night, I'm afraid they'll come and get me. I just want to get out of here.
Over the last decade, more than 60,000 Africans have illegally entered Israel through its porous southern border with Egypt. At last night's rally, Israeli politicians from right-wing parties spoke about the fear felt by many Israelis at the presence of African nationals in Tel Aviv. Lawmaker Miri Regev from Prime Minister Netanyahu's Likud bloc warned the demonstrators Africans will overwhelm Israelis in Tel Aviv. The crowd cheered when she described the African community as a cancer. They cheered even louder when she blamed leftists in Israel for preventing the state from deporting the Africans. Israeli newspapers have been filled with headlines in recent weeks about the links between the African community and crime. In the last 30 days, two cases of rape have been linked to Eritrean men in Tel Aviv. Police say that violent crimes among the community are on the rise. But some Israeli commentators voiced alarm over last night's violence against the Africans. In the popular Hebrew-language daily Ma'ariv, columnist Shai Golden wrote about the shame he felt for the way the refugees are being treated. "Israel is a country of refugees," he wrote. "It should be the last place where they are persecuted." For NPR News, I'm Shira Frankel.